This is the Closet Geek, episode 126 for August 4th, 2016.
Closet Geek, coming to you each week in Closet Geek. All things of geeks critiqued in Closet Geek. Comics and games and tech in Closet Geek. Lego, Star Wars, Star Trek in Closet Geek. We are not nerds, we have some social skills to call our own.
Hello and welcome to the Closet Geek, where geeks come out, the podcast where four brothers have united their powers to become the four horsemen of geek, to bring you the latest in geeky news. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and with me I have my three brothers, John, Ryan, and Michael.
Hooray!
Hello! Hello.
Huzzah!
Hello.
And we're glad that Ryan could join us because he's not on his computer, he's on his phone.
Yes.
Or his tablet.
Yep, I don't...
Is it your phone? It's actually my
iPhone 6 Plus.
So his, like phablet there.
But we just moved into the new homestead, and I don't have any internet right now. So
that's okay. You're coming in good.
This is where it's at.
That's right. Well, let's go to the first segment of the show.
This week in Geek.
This is This Week in Geek, where we talk about things we did geeky, things we love, and things we could recommend for you guys to check out. So, John, why don't you start this week?
All right. I will start this week. So, I think, you know, along with the rest of the world, or at least the countries that it's available in, I've been playing Pokemon.
Yeah, that was like
the little girl runs in and goes, Pikachu!
That was perfect timing.
Yeah.
So
our house has been, we've been playing Pokemon Go with all the kids. It's been actually a lot of fun.
Been going on walks and stuff?
Unfortunately, I haven't gone on as many as everybody else has, but it's kind of funny because my wife was like not really into it at first, and you know, kind of she would let the kids play it on her phone, and then we went on, like, she and I went on a Poke date.
Yeah.
where we like kind of drove around to some of the different Poke stops that were around here, and you know, caught a few Pokemon, and that was all it took for her to get like so addicted. So now she's like, she's higher level than I am. She has Pokemon that I haven't even ever seen before. And yeah, she's having a lot of fun with it. But yeah, I mean, it's fun to do as a family. We went on a walk just the other night and just kind of, you know, had fun, you know, and our little 3-year-old that just came in, you know, a second ago was talking about Pikachu. You know, she enjoys like trying to catch the Pokemon on the app and gets all super excited when she is able to catch the Pokemon. And she's like, crush your fingers. Yeah. You know,
it's been really cool for our household too, because, you know, my kids have actually been really into the cartoons and the movies for a long time now. And we actually have been collecting Pokemon cards for a while. And so this game came out and it's like, added fuel to the fire. Now it's like Pokemon everything, but it's lots of fun. Like my wife took the kids out today while I was at work, and they took over a gym, and they're lower level than I am. I've never even done that. They just happened to find a gym that like someone took over and like put a low level Pokemon. So they went and took it over, and you know, a few hours later it was already gone.
Sure.
But
yeah, somebody else.
But it was cool, you know, fine. they did that, and it's been fun. We've been walking you know, as a family, and I myself have actually been getting up every day this week earlier than I normally do to go on a walk and I listen to audio stuff while I have the Pokemon Go app out, and I've been walking like 2 to 3 miles every morning and for like an hour, and hatching an egg and catching Pokemon along the way, and I'm exercising. Like I've never got I'm getting up earlier in the morning to do that. And I'm like, this is weird.
That's cool.
So. Yeah, I honestly, I'm not really sure why there's, you know, the people that are like the, you know, the detractors and the critics.
The naysayers.
Yeah. I'm like, why? It's fun. You know, people are getting out and
those people
and
have
socializing. And
don't you know that Pokemon summon the demons?
Yeah. I guess I don't really understand the people that are
I've heard some people.
You're a stupid Pokemon Go game. I was like, what? You don't even know.
Well, you know what? A lot of people that I've seen complaining about it are, one, people that don't like games in general, like video games in general, and also people that have never even tried it or played it. They're like, they're like, if you're a real man or if you're a real adult, you don't play Pokemon Go. I've had people tell me, like, you gotta turn in your man card now because you play Pokemon Go, and I'm like, dude, whatever.
Very interesting. Yeah, around this area, we've only been here for like 3 days, but all the neighborhood kids, they have no idea what Pokemon Go is or any other kind of app.
Because live in a rural area.
Oh, because you're out in the country now.
These are all farm kids.
Yeah.
I mean, our neighbor has like 8 miniature horses and raises rabbits and stuff.
I don't know Pokemon Go, but I know kick the can.
No, well, it's true. And what they do is, I said, what do you guys do for fun? And they're like, well, what are those? You take a riding lawnmower and soup it up and put mud tires on it.
Oh yeah, yeah,
right.
Like lawnmower racing.
Say,
yeah,
that's
lawnmower
we race lawnmowers.
That's what we do. We race lawnmowers. I'm like, wow, this is country.
Where are we? Where did we move to?
No wonder it's taking an extra week to get our internet.
I know. Your children are going to corrupt the neighborhood with internet.
They have to run special lines just to your house.
Probably. I mean, they already have a line that comes from the pole, out near the street, and it comes to the house. Well, it's so far that I'm taller than the line, so if I'm mowing the lawn, I have to be careful not to whack my head on the line.
That's funny. So we've been having fun playing the Pokemon Go. Other than that, we recently got back into kind of a rewatching marathon of Stargate SG-1.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's such a good show.
We when Ryan and his family was vacationing at our place, about a month ago or so. We just kind of like, that was the show that we just started watching, and we totally binge watched the entire first season over the weekend.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Nice.
And then we just kind of kept going from there. So I've been having a lot of fun, kind of rewatching that show with it was funny because it's mostly my wife and I that watch it. None of the kids really.
Yeah.
To it or watch it, and so I'm like, hey, that's perfectly fine with me. So it kind of drives them away whenever we turn it on and start watching it, and all the kids leave. I'm like, yes. So
that's perfect. I need to find a show like that.
Is that on where is it streaming?
It's available through Hulu.
No, it's Amazon Prime.
Well, it's on Hulu as well.
Okay, I have Amazon Prime. Yeah. I'm a subscriber to Amazon Prime, so that's where I watched it.
Yeah, so we actually started watching it on Amazon Prime, and then we saw that it was on Hulu. The only reason why we switched and started watching it is, it seems like the interface on Hulu is a little bit easier to binge watch. Because it remembers where you're at. So like
it's like Netflix.
The Amazon Prime doesn't do that. You have to like
it's annoying. You got to fast forward.
Yeah, so we started watching it through Hulu instead, but that's been kind of fun.
Cool.
And then last week,
All of us.
My brothers and I, we played Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah!
Woo! Yeah!
We did. We actually pulled off a decent session.
So we got, it's just kind of the intro and getting the
and
characters.
And my wife played, too.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And my 17-year-old daughter played. So we just, it was kind of the initial play of where you kind of introduce the characters to each other and kind of throw them into this situation where they have to kind of work together to try to figure it out. So it's going to be fun. I've got, there's a lot of really cool stuff upcoming that we're going to have fun with. So that was fun. I'm glad
yeah,
we got to.
Yeah, we're going to have to.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, we're going to have to really maximize what we do in our time that we have available, because we don't have like a 4-hour session. We have like an hour and a half.
Maybe.
I think if we didn't.
So there's, there's no socializing allowed.
We didn't get started on time because someone was stuck at the store.
Well, they went
to my gosh.
They went to the slowest Walmart ever.
No, that's
Walmart, but it was in Georgia. They have a tax-free weekend where all school supplies are tax-free.
Yeah.
And so we got stuck in that thing. That's why we were late to the D&D session.
Yep. So we're looking forward to continuing to work through the campaign and it should be good times. I've been wanting to play D&D for a while now, so I'm like, yeah.
Yes. It was awesome. I'm glad we did it, and I really want to continue.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that.
I think it's going to be fun. It's going to be good to just be...
And I'm playing somebody really completely active. Opposite of me.
Yeah,
I usually play big fighter, warrior, tough guys because I'm giant and I'm big.
Yeah,
but this time I'm playing a teeny little cowardly halfling.
Little halfling.
Yeah, I think a lot of us are playing classes that we usually don't play.
Yeah, we're all playing.
Right, he's not
classes.
Cowardly. I managed to actually stab and kill a goblin, so that was good.
Yeah, Kobold. We killed Kobold.
Kobold.
Yeah, I'm like, if we were fighting goblins, we'd probably die.
I was kind of fudging a lot of the rolls. I was like, oh my gosh, how good are these kobolds going to keep rolling to attack my players?
We all would have died in the first.
It was bad. It was really bad.
Be true to the roll.
Every roll was like hit.
Be true to the roll. If we die, that's part of the game.
It's Dungeon Master's preference.
I guess that's true.
DM magic.
It's his game. We're just there for the ride.
That's right.
That's right. You can't kill the characters off in the epilogue.
The epilogue. Somebody dies already.
We're not even in chapter 1.
This is D&D. This game sucks.
I already died. Man, that's hardcore.
Yeah.
So that's it for me.
Cool. Ryan, you probably haven't been doing much, but moving.
I have not been doing much geeky at all. Of course, D&D was awesome, and other than that, I've been playing Clash of Clans. No. Clash Royale. On my free time, and then I'm doing kind of something cool at work. We're making a so right now is the what they call the calm before the storm, before the television starts to pick up in the fall they start filming.
Yeah.
Well, right now they're all so we don't have a lot of work right now, and so we're actually helping another company that does primarily cosplay stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we're making a Snake Eyes battle suit.
Oh, cool.
And it's all 3D printed. And it's 3D printed armor, 3D printed helmet, and the works. So that's what I've been working on. So it was kind of cool.
Cool.
It's a little bit different, from the regular missiles and bombs and guns that I've been making for my MacGyver.
Yeah.
And yeah, there was a call out for welders for the Walking Dead. And so
they're going to be building something big, I guess.
And so I put my name out there.
Are you a welder?
Why, they needed someone who could bring their own welding equipment, and I have welding equipment.
Oh.
And so I just put my name out there to say that I could do this. Well, it was through the company that I work for. Mm-hmm. So my boss said, you know, hey, are you interested in this? And I said, yeah. And he said, okay, well, I'll put your name out there and see what happens. But nothing happened.
Aw, sad face.
Yet.
Still got 10 days.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, so it could happen. Practice your welding skills. Nothing yet.
Yep. And then the rest of my time, I've been moving boxes.
Yay, boxes. Oh, and
I did have to figure out how to start a 1979 tractor.
Yeah.
And figure out how to get that to work. That's like, oh man, that thing is loud because previous owner stripped it of all kind of safety.
Thing. So it has no muffler, no all
there's
this.
No muffler, no hood, no nothing to dampen the noise for the engine, and so by the time I had finished going through back pasture, I was like, I can't hear anything.
Well, now you know to wear like earplugs next time.
Yeah.
Noise cancellation earmuffs. I'm gonna go. That's right. I'm going to Home Depot and I'm going to buy a really nice pair of ear protection.
The best rated ear muffs that you can get for noise cancellation, I think, are 37 decibel rated. So look for those.
Okay.
All right.
That way it'll cut out up to 37 decibles. The only reason I know is because
this random fact brought to you by Michael.
Random fact.
Hey, I have, and the reason I know this and it's on the top of my head is because Kathy purchased head cancellation earmuffs for our little boy. Because on Saturday we're going to the RSL, the Major League Soccer game, and so we have earmuffs for his ears so he won't be like, it's so loud when we jump up and cheer for all the stuff. Woo!
Cool.
That's it for me.
Get my sports geek on.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll just quickly go because mine was D&D and Pokemon Go, and we talked about that. But the only other thing that I did finish my book. I was reading the Screaming Staircase, which was the ghost hunting teen novel book, and it was really good. I really liked the ending, and we already have the second book, and so I'll probably start reading that. But of course, Overwatch and much of it. I love that game. Yeah. It's so good. But I've tried some new characters now, because you know how you just kind of get comfortable with the two or three characters that you have become good with. And I'm just like, I gotta branch out and try someone. And I tried a couple of the other tanks, because I really like playing the tank classes. I played D.Va, which is the little Korean girl in a giant mech, super fun. She was an awesome character to play. And then there's another tank. Her name's Zarya. She's the big Russian woman, and I have been playing her.
So the big gorilla is not a tank?
He is. Winston, yeah, he's a tank too, and yeah. I played him, and I like playing him as well. But I tried the other tanks out for the first time, and now I find myself wanting to play them more. I still go to Reinhardt, the big guy with the hammer, because I really enjoy beating people with a giant hammer. But I expanded out, and it's been a pleasant experience, and it's been a lot of fun. I've actually made a lot of buddies, random people that I would be in a group with, and then we would invite each other, and then now whenever we're on, we always group up, and it's a much more enjoyable game when you're playing with friends, that's for sure.
Yeah.
One, you can you can coordinate a little bit better, or two, you know that if you're all just goofing off, you know everyone you're just goofing off and you're having a good time. Whereas, you know, if you're by yourself and goofing off or trying a new character or something like that, you know, maybe some of your other teammates be like,
people start screaming, noob.
Yeah, what are you doing here, man? Why don't you go somewhere else? But actually,
jeez, learn how to play the game before you play the game.
Actually, what? I haven't run into a lot of trolley people. It's been actually a very pleasant experience. Even when I consider myself not doing well a couple times when I like try a new character or something, everyone else, and I let people know, I'm like, hey, I'm trying this character for new. I'm not very good at it. And like 9 out of 10 times, everyone's just like, hey, dude, that's okay. We're just all here to have a good time. Let's have fun. And that's what happens. And it's been a great positive experience. Overwatch is awesome. All of you should buy it, so we should play it together as the Four Horsemen of Geek.
Yeah, I could get it on the PS4, I guess, huh?
No, on your PC.
Or PC.
We
could do it either.
There's no crossplay.
No. Oh, so dumb.
We would all have to get it on the PC and play it that way. But it's lots of fun, I'm telling you. So, and that's about it for me and Michael. What'd you do?
Sure. You know, I had lots of fun. I've become addicted to Final Fantasy Brave Exvius.
Okay.
Which is their new mobile game. And it's probably the first mobile game I've really gotten sucked into. It's lots of fun. And it's just a classic RPG going from point A to point B, do little quests, but then it has a lot of online mobile things where, you know, you have an extra friend who you can invite into your party to do a quest and so forth. And so all my friends who are out there playing the game as well, I can have them tag along and help me. It's not played live, so it's not like a co-cooperation. It's just that their character is available so many times per day to use on a quest or on a quest or an adventure. So, but that's been lots of fun, and I do that quite a lot to just kind of pass the time. Lately I've been going to the chiropractor for my back, and so when I'm getting all my treatments.
Is that why you're on the bouncy ball?
Yeah, my sciatic is really acting up.
Sorry, man.
And it's unfortunate. It's just an age thing. You know, I don't have any specific injury or, you know, issue with my back. I'm perfectly aligned. However, I'm very compressed because I've had 2 back surgeries and I don't have a lot of disc, you know, in my lower back anymore. And so everything's just kind of squishing and it hurts. Anyway, one thing, so I've been doing the Final Fantasy Brave Exvius on my mobile. I thought I would have a lot more time to play Final Fantasy 14 after my son was born, but he was born earlier than expected, so I've been painting rooms and house ready. So I'm pretty much doing the nesting now instead of earlier.
Painting, so, that reminds me of another geeky thing that I did.
Go for it.
Oh yeah. Go for it, Ryan. Okay.
So what we did is my daughter found a video on YouTube where these two girls painted their room in a very unique way. So what we did is we put a lavender base coat, and then we took pink paint and filled up water balloons with the pink paint. And then as a family, we just threw them on the wall.
Really?
Oh, that's fun.
And let the paint splatter.
Splatter, yeah.
And then I saw you do stencils and stuff underneath.
We did. We made tape stencils, painter's tape stencils. Right. So when the paint dried, we just pulled up the painter's tape and there was an image and stuff underneath.
That's cool. Yeah, you'll have to take pictures and show us later.
It was a mess. Oh, it's on my wife's Facebook page. Oh,
yeah, we did take a before picture, and we'll be taking an after picture of our, you know, of Lance's room as well.
Cool.
But you know, we already talked the D&D. I watched all of season one of Limitless,
the only season
because so far Netflix and Amazon have chosen not to pick it up. And
they can't pick up every show that gets canceled.
What's interesting is the first like six episodes of Limitless got really good ratings to the point where they're like, okay, let's do the whole season.
Right.
And for some reason, like,
it just dropped off after that.
It's like episode 12, everybody stopped watching. And I'm like, episode 12 is when it was got good because they started doing all these wonderful geek references and just pop culture references within the show, and it was great. I was giggling the whole time because I was catching
I wonder if the writers changed or something halfway through the season,
possibly.
Or maybe the actors were asking for too much money.
No, because their San Diego Comic-Con panels and stuff like that for the show. You know, it was more of the network just decided not to do it again. And I wonder if it maybe was too, you know, geek culture reference, you know, too many geek culture references.
I don't know. Like a Big Bang
Theory. There's just a lot of shows on the TV and some shows just don't get watched.
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So there's
too many shows demanding.
It's like the same reason that Firefly was canceled. Such a great show, but they never got the ratings.
Just before its time.
Yeah. Started watching Assassination Classroom, which is an anime, which is really kind of
make
silly.
An anime out of anything, man.
Oh yeah, it's just a silly anime. But it's been lots of fun, and I watched.
So, whatever happened to your anime club that you did ratings with and watched shows?
We took a month and a half off, so we're actually getting back together this weekend, I believe, for our first meeting since the beginning of June.
When is your convention?
The convention is in October.
So
I actually submitted for a panel. So and it was approved. So I'm going to be doing running a panel as well as my normal stuff in the convention. So my panel is Censorship in Anime. Why? And it's going to be an 18 plus after hours panel. So we do 18 plus. You know, it's going to be basically talking about the censorship of. You know, between moving anime from Japan, from the Asian market to America, you know, how things get changed, as well as why in Japan they choose to censor certain things where in America we wouldn't censor those things. And so
different cultures.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be an interesting thing. And
Americans will censor things that the Japanese think doesn't need to be censored,
like I said, different cultures.
Yeah, and it'll be a nice discussion, and I'll have fun examples of, like, you know, what would be considered a good censorship and bad censorship, or mistakes in censorship in movement of culture and stuff like that. It'll be fun.
I've only went to one after hours panel before. Mine was the one I went to was on. It was called Sexy Cosplay or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's kind of like, yeah.
So
yeah, let's not go there.
Speaking of convention.
Well, the reason I went to it is because, do you remember that show that was on TV about
the cosplay show?
No, it wasn't that show. It was the other show where the guy named Clive, and he really looked like this weird goth old man, and he would make these giant foam creatures. What was that show? Monster Lab or something like that?
I don't know.
Not familiar with that one.
Anyway, he was kind of a reality TV star about 5 years ago.
Okay.
And he was a host of that panel, so that's why I went.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Because I liked the show.
But speaking of conventions, I mean, there's a couple of them going on right now. You have Gen Con, which is all about board games and everything. And then you have games.
Too bad we couldn't go to that.
Next year, John.
I know. We're so going. We're going to, like, plan it out. We're definitely going to go.
Yeah.
Because I found out that it's awesome. It's like only a 6-hour drive from where I live.
Yeah.
I'm like, well,
we'll do a whole closet geek thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At Gen Con.
Well, I've had a lot of people email me, like, people that I've networked with through Sweet Kicks with Bricks, and they're like, hey, are you going to be at Gen Con? Because I would like to, meet you in person. And I'm like,
right.
No.
See, what you need to do is you need to move to Nashville, and then you'll only be like 4 hours away from Indianapolis.
There you go. So
that's okay. We have yet to be approved for press media passes for Salt Lake Comic Con.
Yeah, it's gonna get harder and harder every year.
Their requirements are as hard, if not harder, than San Diego Comic Con. I swear. It's yeah. like
well, you just have to. You have to. Well, we just, they we don't. So we don't much, create enough traffic.
Yeah, we don't.
Yeah,
have
I was gonna
to
say they put so much
yet.
Emphasis on. No, they put so much emphasis on website traffic.
Yes,
it's web traffic. It has no. It has nothing to do with the longevity, the amount of subscribers or listeners. It's all about web traffic. Yep. Oh, how many hits did your website get? Well, what if we don't do a lot through our website? We do it through iTunes and Stitcher and stuff like that. And so we are getting those hits, but not through the website specifically all the time.
Yeah. Yep.
Well,
so we'll just have to reformat maybe our links.
Well, and even if we did
go through our website,
even if we did have to pay for like going to Gen Con. For a 4-day ticket, it was only like $120 for 4 days.
Well, you can. I mean, I was approved for press passes to Gen Con.
Yeah.
Because and it has a lot to do with as the Closet Geek Studios. Barry does his Sweet Cakes or Bricks, and so that has a lot of a lot of the board game side of it, and so they recognize that we that's where we sit in as far as our genre. And so, so obviously, when the time comes, we would be able to get, press passes to get and cover the Gen Con and talk about all of that. And because I did get registered as a member of the press, I also have been getting a lot of emails from these publishers and saying, hey,
come by our booth.
We'd like to set up an interview, and so I'm like, every time I get an email, I'm like, I can't go.
I know.
So, yeah.
Cool.
Anyway, well, so maybe next year.
Sorry.
That's good. We can move on to the next segment.
All right.
Yes.
Well, that's it for this week at Geek. Let's go to the next segment of the show.
The Weekly Geek.
This is the Weekly Geek, where we talk about geeky news that happened, and since we last recorded, a big thing happened, which was, of course, San Diego Comic-Con, and lots of news that came out of there, and also a couple of few things that have come since then. But let's jump right into San Diego Comic-Con news, which mostly these days, and it's all about the movies. And
yeah, it's really become a
it's a Hollywood con.
Hollywood
venue.
It's a Hollywood con.
Yeah, it's really become a venue for these
TV and movies.
Studios to kind of talk about their upcoming TV series and movie shows or movie.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, so
yeah, it's not
of
much
course,
of a comic con anymore.
Well, also, I mean, it's still comics because it's all about superheroes.
Yeah.
But last year, Marvel didn't really have much of a presence at Comic-Con, and they even said that they weren't sure if they were going to do much this year, but they did, and actually had a pretty big presence this year. Talk about a lot of the stuff coming up. I think the one of the biggest reveals was Marvel released the latest trailer for the Doctor Strange movie that's coming out in November.
It looks really cool.
I know that looks like it looks a lot of fun. I'm excited about that one. A lot of really, it's going to be interesting because it is magic.
Does it look strange?
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, I mean, it's not like superhero ish, you know, it's all about magic and that side of things.
And
different
worlds. Yeah.
So I'm, you know, it may kind of appeal to a different audience than like the standard superhero type movie. So it'd be kind of interesting to see how well that one does when it comes out.
I'm sure it'll do extremely well, like any other Marvel movie does.
Yeah, they did talk a little bit about the Spider-Man Homecoming, where they actually revealed that the main villain in Spider-Man Homecoming is going to be the Vulture.
Played by Michael Keaton.
Yes. So I thought that was kind of cool.
That's going to be pretty cool.
It's going to be cool. Looking forward to that because you know I'm doing just the little taste of the Spider-Man that we got in Civil War was pretty awesome. So
well, they're talking
still
about,
haven't seen that show.
They're talking about how the writers and directors of Spider-Man they said you can compare it to the type of feel that Harry Potter will have that had rather because all the previous Spider-Man movies. The first half an hour of the movie was him in high school, and then it's him as an adult. And all the other Spider-Man movies, it always focused him as an adult. But they said, we're going to follow more the Harry Potter approach, where this first movie, he's a sophomore. And they're like, the next movie, he'll be a junior. The next movie, he'll be a senior. And they're like, maybe there'll be a summer movie, summer, break movie in between there somewhere. And they said, it's all about him growing up into being Spider-Man and like his being an awkward teenager and all that stuff. So I'm super excited for that. Probably
I'm an awkward teen that can crush your skull.
That's right. Now I'm interested to see what if you have an opinion on it, you may not care, but so there was a little bit of like, I don't want to say controversy, but like opinions were spouted out about the casting of Captain Marvel was Brie Larson.
Brie Larson.
Now the reason why there was some guff over the whole thing is, the character Carol Danvers is an older woman. She is probably in her mid to late 30s or even in her 40s. And because of considering where she has, all her life experiences would show that she is an older person before she became a superhero. And a lot of people are like, okay, this was a great opportunity for an older female actress to become a superhero, but they just decided to go with a younger, pretty person instead. So
I mean, Brie Larson is 27.
That's funny because I didn't really hear much about people complaining about the casting of it. So
I don't know. People will complain about anything.
Well, I know people complain about everything, but I just thought it was interesting.
She's really hot now with the Room being in her Academy nomination.
Obviously she's a proven actress, and so. And
I don't even know what that show's about.
Kevin Feige.
Oh, that's great.
Kevin Feige said I watched that it. He was excited to have her come on the project. So
yeah.
One of the things.
They announced a.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, I was just saying that one the the Marvel news was great and everything, but I was actually more excited about the DC released stuff that came out of Comic-Con.
Aquaman.
So they had the Justice League trailer came out and the Wonder Woman trailer. Now the Wonder Woman movie looks awesome.
Yeah.
It looks awesome.
It looks really good. And you know what, Justice League
was the best thing about Batman Superman.
It's true. but you know what, Justice League looks good because, you know, they've already talked about how, you know, it's not because Batman versus Superman was its own like feel movie that's not the type of feel they were planning on going with the rest of the franchise. And so this is going to be a little bit more, you know, a little bit more lighthearted. And you can kind of see that already in the trailer with some of the humor behind it. Now, I was skeptical of the person they cast as the Flash, and then, of course, we were all saying it would have been better if they just did, you know, merge the TV and movie, universes together. But after seeing him in the trailer and his interaction with Bruce Wayne, I was just like, okay.
Right.
I like him. He was super
cool. It was a funny scene.
It was a funny scene. I just liked how he's like, you know, Bruce is all ready to go into his spiel. I'm in. He's like, what, just like that? He's like, yeah, I kind of need friends. And then he's like, holds up the batarang. Can I keep this? So I just thought that was really cool.
Yeah, so it's good stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. There's some other minor stuff that came out of Comic-Con, but those, of course, were the big Marvel and DC news were the really big
ones.
The
movies, yeah, the movie studios really have kind of overshadowed a lot of the other news that comes out of Comic-Con
now,
these days.
Now, there's a science fiction movie that's coming out next year that's getting quite a bit of recognition and hype. Gosh, the name just went blank from my head. But it's from the director that did Fifth Element.
Luc Besson?
Valerian. I think it's Valerian.
Yeah, that's what it's called. So, and basically they're Luc like Besson. Interworld, interdimensional police. They're like cops. And
cool.
And so it's kind of...
I like his work.
Yeah, and, you know, I love the Fifth Element. And if it's going to have any type of
and the professional
fun sci-fi
anything by Luc Besson is awesome.
Yeah, so they released photos, but you know, they did actually show 7 minutes of the movie footage to their at their panel, but you know, we didn't get any of that and not even any leaked footage, which was impressive on their part. So
yeah, they'll release the trailers soon.
Oh, I'm sure. But it's cool. But they did, of course, besides movies, there was also TV news that came out of San Diego Comic-Con. One of those things being that apparently Ghost Rider is going to appear in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting. I guess the next season is all of...
Is it going to be Nicolas Cage?
No.
It's going to be the new Ghost Rider, Robbie Reyes, I think is the character's name. He drives a car. He doesn't drive a motorcycle. So it's not the same. It's not the same spirit of vengeance as the. I can't remember what the character's name is that drives the motorcycle.
I'm not that familiar with Ghost Rider.
But it's not the same. But this one is a younger Hispanic character that gets the spirit of vengeance, and he drives like this big old. Older model car I thought that was kind of interesting that they decided to pull that character into the TV series because there was rumors that they were talking about possibly doing another Ghost Rider movie, but I guess it turns out that those rumors were actually because they were preparing to
bring him to
put
TV.
The character in the TV show. So that should be interesting to see how that turns out.
So going along with TV and along with the Marvel stuff, it's not in the show notes, but they showed also the Marvel TV series that's going to come out called Legion.
Oh, yeah.
So, which was interesting because it was a Marvel production show. Yeah. But in the trailer, they used the term mutant.
Right, because it's it's on one of the Fox networks. It's the FX.
But it's being
done by Fox.
I know,
who owns that side of the Marvel license.
I know, but Marvel it was a Marvel Production Studios. It wasn't Fox Production Studios. So I'm just wondering, is there?
Oh well, they still have to say that it's Marvel because they are, it's a Marvel license. So, but it's not necessarily being produced by the Marvel Studios. It's all being done by Fox, and that's why they can actually say.
I just thought it would have been cool to finally just get rid of the, just call everyone mutants because that's what they are.
Oh, well, but that's why the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is all about the Inhumans rather than the mutants because ABC
because
ABC doesn't have access to that side of the Marvel franchise the way that Fox does. So, that's why.
But it still looked really interesting.
It's going to be about David, what's the name of the last character's last name? Professor Xavier's son.
Yeah.
Who's like the super powerful telekinetic. I don't think that they're necessarily going to see, Legion. David, do you remember he's a character. He was in the New Mutants series quite a bit.
Yes.
Back in the day, I don't know how much he's in the current
world,
comic world, but this should be interesting to see how that series turns out.
Yeah, also in TV news, so apparently that it's not confirmed, but there have been theories and rumors and evidence to support it that the Star Trek TV series that will be coming out is going to take place before the original series, but after Star Trek Enterprise. So in that time period.
Right. Yeah, and I guess the reason why they believe that is because of the... Everything okay?
It's my cat.
Dang cat.
That's awesome. The number of the ship, which is the USS Discovery, is lower.
The NCC.
It's lower than the Enterprise.
1701 or something like that.
It's like 1... No, well, it's like no, 1701's
the Enterprise.
That's the Enterprise.
Yeah, 1701's the Enterprise. But,
it's 1358 or something like that. I can't remember.
1031.
So 1031. Yeah, I just pulled it up. Yeah, 1031. So the NCC class was used for ships that were in the Starfleet. After the events that took place in the Enterprise.
Because that was the NX.
I think that's a horrible theory.
01. Yeah,
it's a horrible theory because the number is based on it when it was commissioned, not necessarily the timeline it's being used.
Well,
because NCC 1701 was around all the way. Yes, they had the original 1701 Enterprise, but then you also had A, B, C, D, and E. But you could do the same thing with Discovery. Sure, it might have been commissioned before and created before Enterprise, but it doesn't necessarily mean it was not during that time, after that time, or before that time.
Yeah, well, once again, it's just it's just a theory.
I mean, the producers of the show themselves said that there were references in the little trailer that would
tell you,
lead to which genre, and that's why people are it's an older ship design too.
Well, it's not necessarily older, as in yes, it is before say Next Generation.
Yeah, like a lot of Next Generation stuff is all
anywhere from
smoothie.
Yeah, it could be anywhere from the end of the original series to the beginning of, you know, Next Generation. That's a very large timeline.
I thought it was really interesting. Someone said, you know, that they would like to see, if it was in that timeline between Star Trek Enterprise and the original series, that maybe the main character could be Pike, Captain Pike, but as a young captain or something like that. And
that would be cool.
Well, you also had the whole storyline of Axion, where they were making the fan movie. But if you've
Axanar,
thank you, sorry. Yeah. However, there was some possible legal concerns.
Yeah, I think they figured all that out.
And right? I wonder,
it's still kind of, well, I think from what I understand, it's still kind of up in the air.
I understand it's still up in the air, and I wonder if it's because the timeline that they wanted to do in the new television series is maybe in the same timeline, and the Discovery is a final compilation of combining stolen Klingon technology because of the wing pattern of the warp nacelles and the body of the ship and their best new fighter class with the saucer.
Maybe.
Throwing it out there.
Yeah. Well, they also talked They also talked about maybe...
I'm just happy that there is going to be one.
Yes.
Yes.
Except that you have to watch it on the CBS streaming service.
Well, they said that they're going to initially have it on the network, and then it'll move to the streaming service.
They said that, like, the first two episodes will be on...
Is it just the first two episodes?
It's like the first two or three episodes will be on the network to suck you in, and then it will only be on the streaming service.
Hey, watch this.
Is that an extra feature? Is that they're trying to compete with the...
Yeah. It's a streaming service.
It's a streaming service that you had to pay for.
It's like six bucks a month.
Once again, something else.
But
you
only get CBS shows.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, that's lame.
So
that's how much I pay for Hulu, and I have, like, the world available to me.
But other than that, I mean, there's some other stuff that came out, but we're running...
I think, well...
Well, we don't want to run into your
I do want to talk about the Nintendo stuff.
Yes.
I know, I want to talk about the Nintendo stuff, because that was pretty exciting for me anyway. Since we met last, there have been some leaks and, you know, substantial rumors. Yeah, leaks, quote unquote.
Quote,
and substantial rumors about the upcoming Nintendo NX system that's going to be coming out next year.
The way they say it's going to be designed, I'm really interested to see if that is the case and if it would work. Because... essentially, the design is it's going to be a handheld system that you can detach the sides of the handheld system, and then you can connect them together to create a controller so you can play off of the screen, or you can actually connect it to your TV and also use
So
you can't comment anymore.
Uh-huh.
part of what you said is it sounds like it's going to be like a tablet, which will have like detachable controls on along the sides of the tablet.
Yeah,
and
I've heard this.
What you could do is you could dock it to your TV so you can run it on your television.
Right.
So it's both. It's both a home console, but then it's also a handheld. Now, they haven't released, you know, like we said, this is all leaks and rumors. So they haven't come out with anything official showing exactly how it's supposed to be set up and how it's supposed to work. But just the concept behind being able to take it and you know have this tablet be able to take it with you
because
and
it'll
then
have,
dock it to your TV.
Because the rumors are still that, you know, of course you'll be able to have digital downloads, but they but the main source of games are going to be cartridges.
Yeah, kind of like the DS,
kind of like the 3DS, but you know, maybe bigger.
It could be a lot like the PS Vita, where it's just a, you know, like an SD card.
Right. Yeah. So it's like cartridge form.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or yeah, so like it's memory like, card. Yeah, it's like a memory card. You know.
But I do like that.
It could easily be a tablet, because honestly, with the Surfaces and other laptops, they are as powerful as
the chip that it's using that powers it is being developed by NVIDIA. And if you're familiar with NVIDIA and some of the stuff that they offer, they have what they call the NVIDIA Shield, which is essentially like a tablet, but can be docked to your television to like stream your PC games to your TV and vice versa. And so that technology is kind of already out there. And the fact that NVIDIA is, you know, being the ones that's kind of designing this, it leads more credibility to the overall rumor, because, you know, it's kind of that same kind of functionality where you have this tablet that you can take with you, but then you can also dock it to your TV.
And other news related to that, they've already said that within the first year of the NX being released, they will have
6 months.
But within the first year of it being released, they'll have, of course, that it will launch with the new Zelda game. They said there will be a brand new Mario game and a brand new Pokemon game all within the first, you know, year, which is what they made a mistake with like the Wii and the Wii U, where you didn't have any of those major franchise games come out quickly, and which hurt both systems a lot.
Yeah, I thought it was 6 months, because they really want to make sure that it has, you know, a library of games almost right away.
Well, they're already partnering with a lot of AAA studios like Ubisoft and those type of companies, so that they can provide a lot of third party, you know, main title games as well.
A lot of third parties distanced themselves from the Wii U because it was so hard to develop for.
Yeah. But this will be easy for them, apparently.
Well, and again, this kind of leads to giving more credibility to the rumor that it is, you know, based on this NVIDIA chip that, you know, people are already familiar with, developers are already familiar with. Because it's the same kind of, you know, mobile chip that's in, you know, some of these other mobile devices that you know, are being developed for already. So it should be fairly easy for them to you know, develop something for this this new console.
It'll be exciting to see when official news come out.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty cool.
I'm pretty excited.
I mean, just some of the concepts of the rumors behind it.
Sweet.
It's almost like they're taking the Wii U and like reversing it.
Yeah.
Because the Wii U had like the console with the little tablet that you could kind of take with you, but now they're like taking it. And so now the tablet is the main thing, but it can be docked to your TV.
Exactly.
So yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting that's kind of the direction they're going with it.
So with the end of the news, let's go to Geek. Trivia.
Woo!
All right, and John has some trivia for us tonight.
That's right. Let me I do have a pencil.
Gotta keep score.
So that's right.
We've
got it's all geeky trivia. But it's kind of like general knowledge geeky trivia.
General geeky trivia. All right.
That's right. So, first question.
Okay.
the best-selling PC game of all time is what?
Myst.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
The best-selling PC game of all time is...
Fallout 4.
Half-Life.
Do you want multiple choice?
Yes.
You have The Sims,
ooh,
World of Warcraft, Myst, or Minecraft?
Say maybe, Sims.
Maybe Minecraft overtook Myst.
Okay, I'm going to say Minecraft is correct, but since Michael already guessed Myst and Minecraft was Barry's first guess, I'm going to give it to Barry.
Sure, why not?
Wait. You don't have to pay for Minecraft, though.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
You don't.
Yeah, you do.
You have to buy the game.
No, it's not.
You have to buy a game.
You have to pay for it.
What?
You have to pay for the license.
You have to pay to get the game, but you don't. It's not a subscription-based game.
Yeah.
I never paid for it.
Yes, you did.
Well,
yes, you did.
Okay. Not to your knowledge.
You had to have paid for it.
Yeah, you had to pay.
Maybe it was my wife probably did it.
All right. So, which of the following artists does not have a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle named after them? Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, Luca Signorelli.
That one.
That one.
All right. That one, the one I don't recognize. That's right. The last one was Rafael Sanzio. All right. Here is a kind of a, because, you know, space stuff is kind of near and dear to my heart. But,
of course.
Okay, the nearest major galaxy to ours is what?
Alpha Centauri.
No, that's the star.
Oh, wait, that's the star. Shoot. That's the nearest star. The nearest galaxy is the...
I don't know.
Okay, the next Mass Effect game is called...
Andromeda!
Andromeda is correct!
Oh, thank you. Oh, jeez.
Andromeda Galaxy. That's why it's sorry. Mass Effect Andromeda, people. Come on now. All right. The first animated TV show based on a comic to win an Emmy Award was what? A, The New Fantastic Four, B, X-Men Evolution, C, Super Friends, or D, Batman the Animated Series. Batman is correct.
That would be job, Ryan.
Ryan's on the board. All right.
Such a good show.
It's a good show. You're right. Boop, 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 boop. Sorry, I lost the spot. I have to go back in. All right, which sci-fi star was granted the honorary rank of Air Force Brigadier General? A, Nathan Fillion.
No.
B, Richard Dean Anderson. C, William Shatner.
Richard Dean Anderson would make the most sense.
William Shatner.
Dean Anderson is correct.
Oh.
Because he actually played one. Because he
played a colonel, an Air Force
or
SG-1. Colonel. SG-1. Come on now.
I know.
I knew where the reference was going, but I wasn't sure which. I was thinking they were going to go with the older gentleman before he took over as general.
That's right.
I couldn't remember his name all of a sudden.
Okay, the spinoff of the X-Files was called what?
Oh,
Fringe?
No.
It followed the three conspiracy theorist guys.
They
called themselves the website that they ran.
Yeah, but I can't think of it.
The Lone Gunman.
I was not an X-Files person.
Oh, okay. Well, that's why you didn't know the answer then.
That would be correct.
All right. Oh, where did it go? Sorry. I have to, get back into it every time. In time travel stories, something that appears in multiple times is known as a what?
Paradox.
Anomaly.
So let me reread it. So in time travel stories, something that appears in multiple times is known as what?
Constant.
A constant.
A constant is correct.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
Oh, a constant. I see what you're saying. Okay.
That's right. Good job. So like in Back to the Future, for example, the constant in Back to the Future was the clock tower.
Yeah.
That's right.
Save the clock tower.
It was always the same. That's right. All right. Which TV show was originally pitched as Wagon Train to the Stars?
Oh, Star Trek.
Star Trek is correct. Good job, Michael.
I'm so glad they renamed that.
Well, when you take an original concept, you got to give it to somebody who understands, which are all the Western people during the 60s.
That's right. Okay, Magneto's distinctive helmet is modeled after a real-world helmet known as a...
Barbet.
That's correct, Michael! Woo!
Wow.
I would hope that you would have gotten that one, Michael.
I thought it was a Barbute.
Or a Barbute, however you
want. Yeah, B-A-R-B-U-T.
Tomato, yeah. Tomato, I guess.
However you want to pronounce it.
But it's the Spartan-type helmet.
That's right. Good job. Okay, the first man in space was who?
The Russian.
What's his name? The Russian does not count.
The Russian.
Victor.
No.
Vladimir. No.
No. Yuri Gagarin. You know,
and I just watched a documentary about the space race.
Shame.
At least I knew he was Russian. Shame. A lot of people wouldn't say that.
Yeah, you did know he was Russian. All right, I'll give you that. All right. The Incredible Hulk was originally what color?
Gray
is correct.
Ryan got it.
Can anybody tell me why?
What? I totally
they couldn't
said that
print first. It.
That's right. Because they didn't have that color. They didn't have the shade of green that they could print. So eventually it came out.
Shade of gray.
Shade of gray, yes. All right.
Both the original 50 Shades of Gray.
Right. Okay. Not finding any. Let me find one more.
All right.
Okay. Last one.
Okay. The only planet in our solar system that is not named after a Roman deity.
A Roman deity?
Yep.
Earth
is correct.
Yeah, I was trying to go through all of them.
Kind of a
good
question.
One.
Earth.
Good one.
Because
Earth
be...
is the only one that's not.
I was just like thinking of all the planets. I was like, no, they're all named after.
That's
oh, wait, we're
too.
Not.
I'm like, oh, yeah, Earth. Duh. The one we live on.
Oh, yeah, Earth. Derp.
All right. So I think, yep, we'll wrap it up.
All right.
So there's Geeky Trivia and Michael wins.
Woo!
What?
Michael, good job.
All right.
It's because it was general knowledge, that's why.
That's right. Thank you for listening to The Closet Geek.
Movies. It wasn't 80s movies.
That's right. You could find out all our information on theclosetgeek.net, and make sure you go and like and interact with us on our Facebook. We would love to hear from you. And also, don't forget to like, share, subscribe, rate, review, and all that goodness on iTunes and Stitcher. And come and join us in 2 weeks. We are the Four Horsemen of Geek, reminding you to wave your geek flag proudly.
You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs. Or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.